Change is hard. Transitions can be even harder. But they're also an opportunity to explore and discover and reimagine things you thought you knew. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, the new host of NPR's TED Radio Hour. And with all this in mind, we've decided to make my entire first episode about reinvention. Subscribe or listen right now.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers.
Hello.
And Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at NPR Music's picks for the best albums out on March 13th, including Big Frida and a new project from Flaming Lips. But we start with the singer Niall Horan and his new solo album, Heartbreak Weather.
I like the way you talk. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. 'Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear. I wanna blow your mind. Just come with me, I swear. I'm gonna take you somewhere warm. You know j'adore la mer. 'Cause when the morning comes, I know you time I turn around, you disappear.
Boy, this is some low-hanging fruit for me, man. I love this so much. This is Niall Horan, Heartbreak
You're
Weather.
You're such a directioner. You're such a directioner, Robin.
That's right. He's a former singer for One Direction. That band went on hiatus in 2016. He dropped his first solo album a year later called Flicker. This is his follow-up, and as the title suggests, Heartbreak Weather, this is a breakup album for him.
I don't know if it's about one particular breakup or just like every breakup he's ever experienced, every woman he's ever loved, every woman he may sing to.
It's, the hearts it has a he's kind broken of, and he doesn't even realize it.
Exactly. The universal appeal of, quote unquote, according to my niece, Megan, who is and was a directioner, the sweetheart in One Direction. That's what Niall Horan is.
Yeah.
And I think we really hear that on this record, which doesn't sound that different than One Direction. It's you know, got more bangers, maybe a little more of a pop dance appeal, but really in that pocket, right? Mm-hmm. The earnest, sweet, sexy, but in a way your mom approves of, you know? That's what I think.
Yeah, and I think it's important when you hear like, oh, this is a breakup album. When I think of a breakup album, I think of like Bon Iver retreating to the cabin to with just like a pad of paper and ink and your tears. And this is a very bright, very upbeat record that obviously it's designed to sort of map over the experience of a breakup. So, you know, it has the spark of new romance and coping, and it's a mix of the above, but ultimately, collectively, it's a pretty joyous record.
And Swagger, too. The song that we played, Nice to Meet You, is all about someone who finds themselves newly single, and you know, you're hitting the town again, and everything's awesome. Niall Horan is the artist. The album is called Heartbreak Weather. Let's go next to Big Frida. Big Frida has a new one called Louder.
Oh, I had to go there with this one, y'all.
Let's go.
Come on, sell up. My prescription is the Bible. Read the scripture from the Bible. Watch the system. Take my idols. Now I pray for all my rivals. Used to fight because they always come and sit there. Mom was like, don't you never let them hit me. And the church always want to judge me. But I know that God is the only one above me.
Where I've been, what I've seen. People dying. They can't be who they be, 'cause they're hiding. You know me, me and free, won't be silent. I pray for my enemies, pray for my enemies.
This is Big Frida. Her latest is called Louder, and this song is Chasing Rainbows. And much like Big Frida herself, it is a big, colorful, and fun record that contains multitudes.
She is an ambassador of strength and power in the face of any kind of adversity you can imagine, and gaining that strength and power through flat out pleasure, happiness, you know, bounce music.
I'm so glad that she has had such a ride into the mainstream. Yeah. I was watching TV the other night and there's a commercial with Big Frida in it.
Right.
You know, she's working with big pop stars. Yeah. And I like the fact that pop culture has caught up with this underground artist in ways that are allowing her to have like just like a big, big career.
Big Frida is the artist. Her new one is called Louder. We got a lot of records that we're going to try to get through on this week's New Music Friday, so I'm moving along quickly here. And we're going to do a lot of sudden shifts in tone throughout the show as well. And the first one comes from a singer known as JFDR. Her new one is called New Dreams. This is JFDR, JFDR. Her new one is called New Dreams. This song is called Think Too Fast. She's a discovery artist for me. She's from Iceland. Been working on a number of projects with other bands over the years, but this is her second album as JFDR.
Yeah, she was in a couple of bands, Samaris and also Pascal Pinon. Both bands, you know, released several albums internationally, but she's gone solo as JFDR. Her name is Jofrider Akkadottir. As a solo artist, you know, she's making this very haunting electropop music that's very subtle, very inward looking. And, you know, we were looking for a piece of this record to sample on the show and just hopping all over the place, trying to find a way to represent her sound in a way that makes sense. This is a record that you really want to spend a lot of time with, because at times it's a whisper of a record and you really want to listen to it closely, preferably under headphones.
Yeah, it is a very beautiful record. I thought of Daughter, the band Daughter, a little bit, and certainly of Björk at times as I was listening to it. A record that, as the title suggests, New Dreams, is a little bit about escapism and living in the dream world where maybe life is a little easier to sit with right now. The artist is JFDR, and her record out now is called New Dreams. We're going to totally shift gears again here.
To say the least.
And go to the band Dogleg. This is Dogleg, and the album is called Melee. This is the band Dogleg. The album is Melee, and this scorched earth song is called Fox. And here for this one is NPR Music's Lindsay McKenna. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, wouldn't you know it? I'm back for Guitar Rock Record, folks. Like clockwork.
Tell us about this band. They're from Detroit, probably new to a lot of people.
It started as a bedroom project with this motto of play fast, but now it's kind of a full band. It's fleshed out. If you watch the videos for Fox and for Kawasaki Backflip, you can just see the frenetic energy And yes, you got to laugh over there out of that video game title. A lot of the record references video games. And you can kind of get this sense of that building cathartic momentum, the big group choruses, no way, no way, whoa, all that stuff. God, it is my sweet spot. And here it is. But there's also a sense of heaviness throughout that I think that you get in a lot of that Celebration Rock wheelhouse. But also here, I think it's the heaviness of youth. Everything is tense. And honestly, don't we all need a little bit of catharsis right now?
We do.
There are heavy themes of depression and anxiety, which maybe isn't surprising in the record, but I always go for the nuclear option when I have a problem to solve, because I don't like having problems. So I go with the most effective thing first. And what I love about this record is that they have this take no prisoners approach to dealing with anxiety and depression.
Yep.
And it is like they are just burning it all down.
Exactly. It is incendiary. It is explosive. It is just like full throttle.
The band is Dogleg. The album is Melee. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's do one more before we take a break. It's another Left Turn, and it comes from the singer Caitlin Smith. Her new one out today is called Supernova.
You're in my blood, you're in my veins, and my heart can't hear me when I say that I don't wanna love you anymore. I heard that you found somebody new, moved to the city.
This is Caitlin Smith. Her new album is called Supernova, and this song we're listening to is called I Don't Want to Love You Anymore. She is originally from Minnesota, but I think and there in Nashville now. Written a number of songs for other artists, including Meghan Trainor and John Legend, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. And here she is now with her second studio album under her own name.
So Caitlin Smith is quite the music business veteran at the young age of her early 30s. She was a teenage recording artist, an indie artist in Minnesota, made 3 records on her own before coming to Nashville with the hopes and dreams that young people bring to this town. And what she has done is carved out her own space. Like many especially women working in this town right now, she is making a kind of beautiful, sophisticated adult pop music that, as you heard in that song, you know, would work perfectly on the Hot 100 mainstream radio, but also has that grace and elegance of classic adult contemporary music. Mm-hmm. And I hope people find her music because she deserves a big audience.
She says that she called it Supernova because she wanted it to be this burst of color and light and sound with a big broad range of emotions and feelings. And I think that's what she ended up with. Caitlin Smith is the singer. The album is Supernova. And it is another crazy packed week. They all are, it seems, lately. But we've got a handful of other albums that we want to play for you, plus our lightning round of other notable releases for March 13th. But first, we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp, a truly affordable online counseling service. Fill out a questionnaire online and get matched with a licensed counselor best suited to your mental health needs. Whether it's depression, anxiety, or trauma, BetterHelp will help you overcome what stands in the way of your happiness. Learn more at BetterHelp.com and get 10% off your first month with promo code SONGS. BetterHelp. Get help anytime, anywhere.
This message comes from NPR sponsor State Farm, whose agents know that your car and home are more than just big purchases. They're a big part of your life. You put the time into making them your own, so now it's time to protect them with your own personal State Farm agent. Not only do they truly get you, but they'll be there for you when you need them. And with over 19,000 agents in neighborhoods across the U.S., there could be one just around the corner. More at statefarm.com or 1-800-STATE-FARM.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered in NPR. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson. And we're doing a quick run through NPR Music's picks for the best albums out on March 13th. We start the second half of our show off with the band Porridge Radio and their latest. It's called Every Bad.
My mom says that I look like a nervous wreck because I bite my nails right down to the flesh. Sometimes I am just a child, writing letters to myself, wishing out loud you were dead, and then taking it back. And I used to be ashamed until I learned I love the game, and I slowly move away from everything I knew about me. Gave me this pen, she said it lights up when you press it, and are you still so depressed? And I like it that you need me.
Man, this song, it's called Sweet, from the record Every Bad, and the band Porridge Radio, a band from the UK. By my count, this is their fifth album in as many years, but I'm only just learning about them now. Honestly, I have to say the name threw me a little bit. It's so, can I say that it's goofy, a little goofy name? It didn't exactly beg me to listen to it, but man, I'm glad I did because I think this record is phenomenal.
Okay, I have a new term for this kind of rock and roll. I'm going to call it Fleabag rock. You hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear it.
This music is definitely in spiritual union with the work of Phoebe Waller-Bridge. There's a very English element to this record, I think. It also makes me think about bands like The Fall or The Raincoats and the movies of Mike Leigh. It's that English mix of like inventiveness, imagination, boldness, and a kind of misanthropy.
Misanthropy.
Yes, it's all mixed up, you know. And I love it. I totally love it.
We heard a little bit of the song Sweet. I want to play a little bit of another one called Lilac that ends with this great sort of Hey Jude jam at the end. Lilac. And it just keeps building and building, but I don't want to get bitter. I want us to get better. I want us to be kinder to ourselves and to each other. I was talking with Serena Turos here at NPR Music, and she guessed that screaming about kindness was very much my jam.
Yeah, it is.
I just scream like, can we all just get along?
And did you notice how many times the word safe comes up on this record? It's fascinating. I mean, this music is so raw, and yet she is craving safety. She's craving kindness. She's craving connection. And really, that is the human experience right there. I think that's why we really all love this record, is because in its rawness, it takes us to such a vulnerable place.
Well, one of my favorite of the year so far, for sure. Porridge Radio is the band, and the album is called Every Bad. And let's go to another one that I'm really loving this week. This is from a new project between Deep Valley, the band Deep Valley, and Flaming Lips, a collaboration. Their new record is called Deep Lips.
Yeah, it's a bitch, boy, just how hard it is to change. Give me hope, give me help, and get me high along the way. Yeah, it's a long road, but I'm leaving
This is Deep Lips, and that's spelled D-E-A-P, Lips, Deep Lips, the album Deep Lips, and this song is Hope Hell High. As I said, this is a collaboration between the Flaming Lips and the band Deep Valley, and if you don't know Deep Valley, they're a duo from L.A., Lindsay Troy and Julie Edwards. And I think you can really tell how much they love each other. And the Flaming Lips love Deep Valley, and Deep Valley loves the Lips. And just they work together so beautifully on this.
Well, they managed to meet at a little bit of a midpoint. If you listen to Deep Valley's music, it's very shambling, kind of bluesy garage rock in a way. And then, of course, Flaming Lips, you have this, a lot of different sounds, but, you know, often like kind of a gentler, more searching, kind of sweet and sweeping quality. And this record finds a way to meet at the middle in ways that brings out Deep Valley's weird side, but also brings some of Deep Valley's energy to Flaming Lips' sound.
I have to say this is one of my favorite Flaming Lips collaborations.
Well, it works so well together. I think that this is very much a labor of love. Like, you know, it wasn't that they had so much that they had to say and get out, but that they just wanted to work together and make some great music. And they really pulled it off, I think, on this. Deep Lips is the self-titled album from Deep Lips. Let's go next to Hillary Woods, another big left turn in this week's show. Her new one is called Birthmarks. This is the singer Hillary Woods. Hillary Woods, her new one is Birthmarks, and this song is called Through the Dark Love. She is a musician from Ireland, been writing and recording and putting out music for 20 years now, but she doesn't really have a super deep catalog. I mean, she put a couple records out early on.
Well, it's interesting. She actually, it's been longer than 20 years. She was the bassist in a kind of anthemic Britpop band called JJ72 in the late 90s and early aughts. And then she took a ton of time off, went to art school, became a mom, and came back as a solo artist as kind of a haunted folk singer in a way, put out a record.
That's what Parenthood will do to you.
Believe me, that is true. Came back, put out a record in 2018 called Colt. And now for this record, she's taken on a doomier sound where it's this goth folk. She worked with a Norwegian noise artist named Lasse Maurhaug. And so these songs will take these crazy turns where they're sad and sweeping, and then all of a sudden they can just like...
Yeah.
I love how the women are owning the dark woods. You know, we talked about the Chelsea Wolfe record that came out. This also reminded me a little bit about my beloved EMA, Erica M. Anderson. I think particularly there's something about the female voice in this setting that takes us to a magical and sometimes frightening, but ultimately a really deep place.
It's alluring. It's alluring. Yeah, it's beauty in the darkness, and it's very cinematic, very atmospheric. We heard a bit of a song called Through the Dark Love. Let's listen to Mud and Stones. Which almost has this feel of a laboratory or something where spells are being cast. Hillary Woods is the artist. Her incredible new record is called Birthmarks. Let's go next to Shabaka and the Ancestors. The jazz artist Shabaka and the Ancestors, their latest out today is called We Are Sent Here by History.
You warned of how gods became irrelevant, impotent, when we possessed the power to pray our own devils back to hell. Back to the burning. We are sent here. We are sent here by history.
This is Chewbacca and the Ancestors. The album is We Are Sent Here by History. And the song that we're listening to is called You've Been Called. And for this one, we welcome back Nate Chinnin of WBGO and Jazz Night in America. Hey, Nate.
Hey, everybody.
I'm not sure where to start with this one other than to say that it is a remarkable journey. Epic, really. An odyssey, I kept thinking as I was listening to it. And with a whole lot going on.
Yeah, it's not shy about its momentousness, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned that track was called You've Been Called. And this album is just charged, supercharged, really, with a sense of, you know, the sweep of history, the urgency of the moment, and, you know, maybe a little bit of peering into the future. So it's really momentous jazz all the way.
Definitely reminds me of Black Arts Movement era music from the 60s, Art Ensemble of Chicago, one of my favorite vocalists, Leon Thomas, that moment when jazz was completely enmeshed in Black Power movement, liberation movements, and this particular version is global in its scope as well.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, the big takeaway from this band, Chewbacca and the Ancestors, is, you know, it's a cosmopolitan young London saxophonist, Chewbacca Hutchings, who we also know from his other bands, including The Comet Is Coming and Sons of Kemet. And this is his South African project. You know, most of the musicians in this band are people that he met in Johannesburg and Cape Town. And there's a really distinctively South African flavor to the way that this band just kind of attacks. So, yeah, the globalism and especially the kind of reflection on the African diasporic spiritual energy, you know, that's all extremely intentional here.
I had read that it is much about the collapse of society, which is not a theme that I'm necessarily in the right frame of mind.
I was going to say, like, what isn't about the collapse of society at the moment?
A little on the nose there, guys.
But I did, one of the notes I made to myself while listening to this was just terrifying. There were parts of it that were just terrifying to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, Chewbacca provided a note when they sent this album out, and the first sentence goes, "We Are Sent Here by History is a meditation on the fact of our coming extinction as a species."
Yeah, that's unambiguous.
But danceable, though. Yet danceable. Yeah. Let's dance as the ship goes down.
That feels like kind of the through line to this guy's career. He has so many incredibly inventive projects, but they all manage to feel this strange, like they have this strange cocktail of weird hopefulness with total apocalyptic, just pending doom surrounding them.
Well, he's a millennial, right?
Yeah, very true. I mean, I've had a chance to see him a couple times live, and you've seen him many times, I think, Nate, and there's a lot of joy in what he does. And I think there's a lot of joy in this music, too, because joy and crisis and rage and every emotion is the story of the African diaspora.
You're 100% right. And I think specifically South African music, you know, you think about what all of the defining South African music that we know has been up against and been compelled to address. And at the same time, this is some of the most uplifting music we know.
Chewbacca and the Ancestors is the band, and the album is We Are Sent Here by History. Thanks so much, Nate. Take care.
My pleasure. Be safe.
You too. All right, we've got one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but as I said, there are a whole bunch of other notable releases dropping today, starting with a band called The Bomb Pops. The Bomb Pops, their record is called Death in Venice Beach. This is a garage rock band from California with a sound that fits the band's name, The Bomb Pops. Group Love. Group Love is back with a new record called Healer. This is just big, euphoric, celebratory pop and rock. And the Boomtown Rats. The Boomtown Rats are back with a really great record called Citizens of Boomtown.
First album in 36
it's
years.
It's amazing. And I thought, come on, what could this possibly sound like? And I thought it was wonderful. Citizens of Boomtown.
A favorite of mine, Sam Doors, who leads one of my favorite wonderful New Orleans bands called the Daylons, has a self-titled debut album that just shambles and rambles through American music in the best way. And Ultra Ista, consisting of Radiohead producer Nigel Godrich, and the singer Laura Bettinson is back with their first album in many years. It's really excellent. It's called Sister.
So many records out today. We didn't have an opportunity to hear in advance a stream of Fortet's new album. The electronic artist has a new album called 16 Oceans that is very hotly anticipated. The Philly rock band The Districts are back with an album called You Know I'm Not Going Anywhere. And three different strains of bright, jangly pop that I highly recommend. A kind of Sundays-ish pop band called Honeycut has a new album called Coasting. That's Honeycut with two T's. The Swedish trio Peter Bjorn and John. They've been around for 20 years. Their ninth album is called Endless Dream. And finally, one of my favorite albums out this week, some really sweet, lilting electropop music from New Zealand by a wonderful band called Yumi Zuma. The album is called Truth or Consequences.
All those albums out now on March 13th, along with this last one that we want to play. It comes from the band Code Orange. It's called Underneath. This is Code Orange, the band Code Orange, and their new one is called Underneath. The song we're listening to is The Easy Way. And here to talk about this one is, of course, Lars Gottrich. Hey, Lars.
Hi, Robin.
This is the typically aggressive thrashing rock that I expect from you and nothing less. But tell us why this one is on your list of the best releases for March 13th.
I've been following Code Orange since they were teenagers playing in basements because they couldn't play at clubs because they weren't allowed to yet.
It was against the law?
Well, because they were not 21.
Oh, I thought it because of the music or something.
Also because it was against the law for them to rock so hard. Anyway, they kind of started out as like this hardcore band that brought in a ton of very extreme sounds into one. It was very, you know, 10, 12 years ago, it was very of the time where we were seeing a lot more, especially bands in the heavy music arena, kind of pull from lots of different sources to be as extreme as they possibly could be. And over time, Code Orange has injected a little bit more melody, a lot more experimental sounds, a lot more electronics, some more grunge, some more choruses to like everything that they're doing. And I think they're just trying to grasp as many straws and like really make them fit into their really chaotic mold as much as they can. And I think Underneath like finally does it. I think on their last record, Forever, they introduced a little bit more melody, and I think a few metalheads got a little like, going soft. But then you think about the song that we just listened to. So I love this record. I think this is one of their boldest statements. And even they will tell you this record is more relevant than anything that's coming out in rock and metal this year, period.
The band is Code Orange, and their new one is called Underneath. Thanks so much, Lars.
Thanks, Robin.
And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you.
And Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
To hear full versions of the songs we featured and a whole lot of other new releases from the week, check out NPR's expanded New Music Friday playlists. You'll find it in both Apple Music and Spotify. You can also find it on our website. Along with a list of everything that we discussed, just go to npr.org/allsongs. As always, sign up for our newsletter to keep up with the latest from NPR Music. Go to npr.org/musicnewsletter. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.